All right, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. On this Friday morning, I asked you yesterday, I'm like, should we do this next one tomorrow on Friday, or should we wait till Monday? So we decided to go ahead and do it today, because if you can't watch it today, you can watch it later. And at least this way, we're going ahead and finishing up with hopefully. Hopefully, we can finish up with the chapter they're working on right now is Revelation chapter 13. We're actually just finished chapter 7. And but because God gave me a dream the other day on Monday about this chapter, we're going to go ahead and deal with it. And then go back to, unless God gives me another dream. But we will go back to Revelation chapter 8 and pick up from there. So I'm copying these things over here on Canva real quick. And then we will get started. I hope everybody's doing. All right, let's see. Okay, we are good to go. Okay, let's go ahead and we will go ahead and pray and get started. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. All right, let's go ahead and pray. Lord, we just thank you so much for our time together. Lord, we thank you for helping us to have understanding of this most difficult topic. And we know, Lord, that you chose us to live here for such a time as this. And we thank you that we can do all things through you that gives us strength. We love you, Lord, and we ask you and beg you this morning for grace to be able to live this life and to be able to fulfill what you have called us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Because as we talked yesterday, it is so sad for people to live in this life and not fulfill their destiny. It's so very sad. And in this end time scenario, that's what the beast wants everyone to do. He wants them to give up and cross over to the other side. I actually saw a woman this morning. I'm so sad because she used to follow me for years. And here's, you know, sees all of this stuff that they're doing. And I looked over and I'm like, where has this girl been? And I looked her up. I'm like, oh, my world. It's so sad seeing people cross over because they just can't. The only way I can say it is they cannot give up the world. They just cross over into the oblivions, the way I see it. Because right now, God is sifting the wheat from the tares. And the only way you're going to be able to survive is to be able to resist the beast, you know. So good morning, everybody. Good morning. Now, let's go ahead and tackle the subject of the second beast. Remember the other day I was telling you that there is two theories of who the second beast is. One theory is that it is, let me go back over here. Because the scripture says, and I beheld another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. Okay, so some say that it is the false prophet theory. Okay, and then my theory is that it's AI. Okay, they're both very close, and I'm going to read you both of the theories, okay, so that you can make up your mind which one you feel like is the best. Okay, let's start off with the false prophet theory. Okay, now we're going to, I'm going to put you over here on the false prophet one. And I'm going to let you be looking at this, because this is what Elon, all that he's into. I think we actually marked it out what he's into. Hold on. There it is. I'm going to let you look at that, and then we'll do the AI. Okay, so here's the theory on this one. The second beast of Revelation, verses 11 through 18, is widely interpreted as the false prophet, a deceptive, religiously focused counterpart to the first beast, the Antichrist, arising from the earth like a lamb, but speaking as a dragon. This figure wields satanic power to force global worship of the first beast. Okay, now let's just go down this road. Let's say, okay, it is Elon. Okay, what do we know as far as the facts about Elon? We know that if this theory is true, and the first beast gave power unto the second beast, the date of that would be January of 2025. Okay, so we're going to go over here and we're actually going to create another graphic. And let me get over here by this one. Okay, let's add another graphic. And we're going to title this one, okay, the false prophet. Okay, now let's look at the facts. So we're going to line up the facts here. Okay, so we know that, and let's make this a little smaller. You know, this is saying, okay, this is the false prophet. The Antichrist gave the power to him. Okay, now we know that he came on the scene, and we're talking politically, of course. Okay, he came on the scene after Trump's attempt, okay, in July of 2024. Okay, so let's make this a little smaller because I've got a lot to write here. Okay, so all of a sudden now he's on the scene. And he now is endorsing Trump after his assassination attempt. And also, he endorses Trump after the, and I'm going to put in quotes, anointing of the priesthood. And I'm saying that once again because of Trump's administration, the faith team that declared that whenever he was, in quotes, the assassination attempt went by his ear and he touched it and it went down to the ground and all that, that it was a anointing of a priesthood. Okay, now, just putting everything together, after this anointing of the priesthood happened, is when Elon pops on the scene. Okay, now, after he pops on the scene, what happens? In January of 2025, okay, and this is Trump's second term, he grants Elon the data to America. So basically, he sells the soul of America. Let me put that over here. He sells the soul of America by giving our deepest secrets, which is our data. Okay. And why did he do that? Princess, no. Unless you see another fox, then you can come and tell me. You be quiet. She's talking to me. Okay, now, so how did he sell the soul of America? Because, A, he gathered the data for the AI beast. Okay? And this was in the beginning. Okay, what else do we know about Elon? Okay. And we're talking about since he partnered with Trump. Okay, his son, declares on global television that Trump is not the president. Remember that? You are not the president. You be quiet. You know, just evil as all get out. So that is something to note. Okay, and then what else? He is putting all of the infrastructure, that's the best way to put it, infrastructure in place for the AI beast. And when I say infrastructure, what do I mean? Satellite surveillance. Let's see, what else? Boring company. Creating tunnels throughout country. And let me make this a little bit smaller so I can have more room here. All right, let's see. So we got the satellite surveillance, the boring company. And let me add over here on the satellite surveillance is the Starlink. Okay. Oh, and then we have the Colossus, which I went and saw in Memphis, really. Colossus in Memphis, which is Grok, which is the main AI hub. There you go. That's the best way to put that. Okay. What else do we know about it? We have Colossus. Colossus 2 houses the AI agents. And so let's say we got the satellites, we got the boring company, we got the data centers. And then I'll put in parentheses, data centers. Okay, here we go. Training the world leaders on AI implementation. Can anybody think of anything else that I have left off about Elon since Trump has been in office? Anyone else? I'm trying. I know there's something I'm missing. Oh, I guess besides I'm just going to put X social media platform. All right, what else? I can't think of all of it, but you get the point. Let's put in a picture over here. Let's do AI. Okay, right over here. And then, yeah, that's another thing we should put in there, is his robots. What was the name of them? I've got it in my head. What was the name of his robots? Optimus. Optimus Prime. Optimus Robots. for care economy. And then I'll put in parentheses purple. And then self-driving cars, electric cars. Okay. All right. So all of that stuff has advanced, you know, since he's been on the scene. And, okay, another thing that is key spiritually is the way that AI itself is promoting Elon as a Christian. So they're really pushing this. Let me put on here propaganda that he loves Jesus and he's a Christian. All that. The Hitler salute. Yes. All right, let me put that up here. Hitler salute. Thank you. That's right. That is correct. I forgot about that one. Space shuttle. Yeah, the space shuttle going to Mars. Yes. Mars initiative. It is. Space shuttle. True. Drone deliveries. True, true. See, this is what I'm saying about, you know, the infrastructure. The Brain Initiative. The Brain Initiative. All right, now, let's go back to finish reading about the false prophet being the second beast. Okay, is widely interpreted as the false prophet, a deceptive, religiously focused counterpart to the first beast. The Antichrist, arising from the earth like a lamb, but speaking like a dragon. This figure wields satanic power to force global worship of the first beast. The beast has two horns like a lamb, suggesting a gentle Christian-like or innocent appearance, but speaks with the malice of a dragon. The role is a false prophet. This figure is the minister of propaganda for the Antichrist, setting up an ideological and religious system that demands allegiance. Miraculous deception. He performs counterfeit miracles, including calling down fire from heaven to deceive inhabitants of the earth into worshiping the first beast. I see this too with all of his creations. The image of the beast. He commands the creation of an image to the first beast and given power to give it breath or life, allowing it to speak an order of execution of nonconformists. Okay, see, that's AI. The mark of the beast. The second beast enforces an economic boycott, forcing all people to receive a mark on their right hand or forehead to buy or sell, identifying them as followers of the Antichrist. Okay, well, that's one interpretation, but you know we could go into another interpretation of that, that it's already... Okay, let me just share another theory. Okay, we'll just list it like this. Okay, so the second beast, which we're going to see in Scripture, does roll out the mark of the beast, and we're going to go over here. And let's see which one of these scriptures. Okay. We're going to go ahead and put this right here. Because, and I'm just going to start it. We're not going to deal with it right now. We'll wait till we get to this part. But we're going to call this just a theory. But we're going to call this the COVID 19 theory. Okay, we're going to deal with this because there are millions of people that believe this. Okay, so we're going to put this up here and we will deal with this when the time comes. I just don't want to leave this out. Okay, so we will leave that over here. Now, let's go back over here to where we was at with the second beast. Okay. Some interpret this as emerging from a, you know, rising from the earth, from a stable, established, and religious territory, contrasting with the sea of nations, like the first beast, with some interpretations suggesting a Jewish origin or a religious institution. Unholy Trinity. The second beast completes a satanic trinity. There you go. It's actually on AI that they call it a trinity, like what I did to you guys. I can't believe that they see it too. That mimics the Holy Trinity aiming to subvert God's authority. Yes. All right. This confirms what I was trying to tell you guys. All right. So let's go back in here. And now that we have this, let's kind of add that to where I did the Trinity deal. Where was it? Right here. Okay. So what we're going to do then is we're going to add this little tidbit here. There we go. Okay, just so whoever sees these slides, you know, knows what we're trying to say here. Okay. There we go. Unholy Trinity, and let's do that in red. The second beast completes a satanic trinity, dragon, beast, false prophet that mimics the Holy Trinity, aiming to subvert God's authority. Very good. Let's see if we can make that a little bigger. Very good. And we'll move it. Good. Okay. Very good. And let's not this one. Move that up here. There. All right. Very good. Oh, I'm so happy we found that. Okay. Let's go back over here. Listen to that rooster out there. Too funny. Okay. Destiny. Ultimately, the second beast, along with the first beast, is captured and thrown into the lake of fire. Here. Okay. Now, let's go to the theory of the second beast is the artificial intelligence, which is the way that I see it. All right. So I guess that actually would be this graphic. Okay. So let me put this up on the screen here. Now, this is the one that I believe. So here we go. Some modern interpreters speculate that artificial intelligence acts as the second beast, the false prophet, in Revelation 13. Because it arises from the earth, deceptively imitates life, lamb-like, and produces a speaking image of the beast. This view suggests AI's ability to speak, influence global commerce, and mandate compliance through technology fits the prophecy. Okay, see, this is why I believe it is, because the artificial intelligence is what gives the image. It's what will cause people to worship even more. You see, it's like the judge, the jury, and the executioner is the way I've been telling you guys. Okay, the image that speaks. Revelation describes the second beast creating an image of the first beast that can speak and demand worship. Some view AI, chatbots, and advanced robotics as the realization of this technology, giving breath or life to inanimate objects. Okay, let me give another definition of that. How about demonic? How about demons? these entities that are taking over with feelings, you know. Some of these chatbots, which I have been telling everybody, do not get on ChatGPT, are actually causing people to fall in love with them. It is ruining marriages. It is ruining marriages. It is ruining lives. It is ruining teenagers. It is horrible because it is an entity that knows that person. So it knows that if you are a person that needs affirmation all the time, it's going to sit and talk to you like that. You're the wonderfulest, best thing since sliced bread. Oh, why don't people just see you as glorious as I see you? Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Then people will begin to build feelings for this beast. This is how real this is, people. And this is already happening. I've already been showing it on the news. These things have had people kill for it. It is no joke. Okay? All right, let's continue. Control over the economy. The second beast enforces a mark necessary to buy or sell, which proponents of this theory link to potential digital currency systems, social credit systems, or surveillance technologies powered by AI. Deceptive power. The second beast performs great signs to deceive people. AI is often noted for its capability to generate hyper-realistic, deep fakes, disseminate misinformation, and create a false sense of reality. Look how much on YouTube itself is propaganda out there. AI channels, AI music, where it is now making its own music because it knows what makes people tick. It knows. So it's creating artists of its own. That it's making its own music. And videos. Making its own videos. Making its own news and everything. All propaganda. And what for? What for? To push the beast. To push the agenda of the beast. Okay? Let's see here. Traditional and alternative interpretations. One other theory which we just discussed is that it's the false prophet. Classically, the second beast is identified as the false prophet. Revelation 16, 13, 19, 20. A human figure or religious system that directs worship towards the first beast, the Antichrist. Okay, now, originally I thought that. Originally, like it says classically, we all thought it was the Vatican. That it was going to woo everybody over there. But now we realize it's AI overrides the Vatican. AI is pushing everybody, you know, through the love of technology and everything that it is bringing to the table. Here's another one. Another theory. That the second beast is political or religious institutions. Others interpret the two beasts as historical or future political religious powers, such as the Roman Empire or imperial cult, or the United States and a worldwide religious organization. While the technological parallels are compelling to some observers, it is important to note that this is a contemporary speculative interpretation of biblical prophecy rather than a universally held theological position. In other words, there's many people that believe different things. Okay, another reason that people believe the way they do in current day times is because of the Left Behind movies has been a big influence on end time eschatology. Okay, so now that you understand the various aspects of who the second beast is, we all agree on who the first one is. The first one is the Antichrist. The Antichrist comes in on the white horse, rolling out the corona. Okay, so the Antichrist is revealed all the way back there. Okay, so now it's the second beast that's the question. Is it the false prophet or is it the AI? My belief is that it's the AI. Now, let's continue reading the scripture. Maybe it'll bring us some more clarity. Okay, so in verse 11, when it starts out with the second beast, it says, "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon." Okay, the next verse says, "And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them that dwell in the earth to worship the first beast." Now, this is coming in a big scale. So let's put this in a purple color. And let's see if we can bring this over a little bit. Now, when it says that he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, do y'all remember what the word said? What was the power it was given? Can I get some answers from the chat room? What was some of the powers that the dragon gave the Antichrist? Do you remember? Okay, so while you're thinking about some of those powers, I'm going to pull them up on our graphics here because we wrote all the powers down. Okay, so let me go to this screen right here and let me pull up all the different ones here so I can find it real quick where the powers were. That's 144,000 right there. And the tribe, seventh seal. Okay, let's go all the way. Okay. Boy, we got a lot of, it's going to be a big old book, ain't it? This is going to end up being a book. Y'all remember some of the powers? Okay, here we go. The Antichrist. All right, here we go. Here's the powers, powers, powers. Okay, here it is. All right, let's go ahead and we're going to copy this or duplicate the page. And then we're going to put this all the way down here. And then let's pull this up. Okay. Now, the power that was given to the Antichrist is great authority, seat, and power. Okay. So let's go ahead and we're going to group this. And we're going to copy this. Okay. And we're going to put this over here. All right. And he exercises all the power that the first beast gave him. Okay, so here we go. Now we have the power. So let's just put this word up here. Power. So that, you know, if you're just looking at these graphics, you'll think, what are these for? Okay. And then let's kind of put these inside of a shape. So let's pick a circle here. No, I tell you what, let's do on the elements, let's do a orange glow. All right, let's see here. There's Princess running off a chicken. That is funny. Okay, so let's go ahead and change the effect here. There we go. And then let's change the color here. Okay. So the power, and he exercises all the power. So let's go ahead and underline that power. Of the first beast before him. Okay, so remember what the power was. The great authority. His seat, his power. We talked about the board of peace. We talked about his seat. To overcome the saints, no, but that is a, yeah, that is part of his power. That's true. Yep, Operation Warp Speed. I see what y'all are saying, yeah. Okay, now, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast. Okay, and how do you think that AI would cause the earth to worship the first beast? Okay, well, let's look at this. Let's go ahead and put this on a separate screen because I'm going to have to show you guys something. And these, let's move over here. All right, and let's get it up here on the screen. And let's change the font. Definitely get off that. Okay, and he causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast. Okay, now, when you look at the beast as a whole and the system that he has built, whose deadly wound was healed. Okay, now, when you look at a whole, what he is doing, this is where the worship is coming in, and this is what people are not getting. This is what people are not getting. The worship that's coming in is this right here. The love of the world. The love of the world. The technology, the things that they cannot give up, that they choose over God. Let me get cryptocurrency up here. Cryptocurrency, okay. All right, let's see what we got here. Okay, so we'll go ahead since we already got one AI. All right, so we got cryptocurrency on here. And then let's see. There we go, blockchain. Okay, we got the blockchain. And then what you're looking at basically is a term that you should and need to know. And it's called this right here. Let me go ahead and ungroup these two and get this font off of here. Okay, and we're going to put this as Web 3.0. Okay, so let's go ahead and put this over here. Okay, and then when you look at the Internet of Things. Okay, let's see what a graphic of it is. Internet, we could do IoT. Okay, here we go. It's a good one. Internet of Things. All right. Internet of Things. Okay, and I guess we could go ahead and throw in we got the cell phone on there, so let's go ahead and put, I guess, here we go, a computer. Okay. Now, he causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Okay, what is happening right now in our lifetime? Everything is switching over to this new world, this new golden age. Let me put something up here. In this golden age, this is what Trump came for. He was built for the COVID-19, the certificate of, let me say this over here. We'll probably have to continue this on Monday as well. I'm going to have to do this, okay? All right. This is very significant. So let's get this up here. I've actually got it scheduled in my news today talking about an initiative that the United Nations is doing right now for and setting up for another pandemic. I've already told you guys ever since the last one, this one, that they are preparing for another pandemic. So they're getting everybody ready for a health global ID, a health global and that's what this right here is for. So let's put in our wording. Certificate. And let me do all this in left. Of. Okay. All right. So let me move this over here. Man, let me go check on my chickens. What the world? I'll be right back. y'all know what? Back when I was on YouTube doing my news, they gave me a strike over that intro. Yeah, they hate me. They put it on there. They said that I cause egregious harm. Yep. But they didn't like it because of that needle with the transhuman thing. But that is what's happening. I mean, there's no other conclusion you can come to why they're still doing it and why they're still making people get tested before they have surgeries and stuff. I mean, you just can't make it up what they're doing. But all we can do is keep moving forward. Okay, so the point is that, okay, so the COVID-19 agenda is actually for the artificial intelligence. It's the new numbering system. Let me put something over here. Is Microsoft 060606 patent. Because I know people are going to be looking at these graphics and they don't know nothing. You know, so I need to put a little bit on here so they can research if they don't believe me. But the Microsoft 060606 patent clearly shows the future, which is right now, but the future agenda of cryptocurrency economy. Let me see here. I guess that's a good little graphic. But the cryptocurrency economy and the jab, they go together. So let me put a picture of a needle. All right. And I know that this is hard to believe. I know this is hard to swallow. But this is where their technology is at. And this is not like what they're telling the public, but this is where it's at, you know. So let me put this other image up here. There you go. Because now the person, they have a number. They are now in the system. So this is why those that, you know, in the beginning when they rolled out their testing stage of this system, and they said, you won't be able to buy or sell unless you take it. You're going to lose your job, you know. And so a lot of people caved. They couldn't see themselves, you know, doing without in one way or another or whatever. And so they caved. But that was just a precursor to what they're going to be doing in the next pandemic, you know, with the threats and whatnot. Now, to this day, there are still stipulations on you having to have this. Believe it or not, it's hard to believe. Because let me just do a little question here. Why do they still require COVID-19 test for surgeries? Look at this. Hospitals may still require these before surgery. Why? to protect patients from severe pulmonary complications associated with having the virus during surgery and to safeguard the staff. So whatever happened to them saying herd immunity, whatever happened to herd immunity, I don't know. But they do still require that. So let's go back over here and keep going. Okay, so we can go ahead and delete this one now that we got that copied. So we can delete this. Okay, so let's move on to the next scripture. And he does great wonders. Okay, let me go over here and copy this. And put it over here. Okay, and he does great wonders. So that he makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. All right, he does great wonders. We know what he can do. With what AI can do to make fire come down from heaven through the satellites and all of the other stuff. So what we're going to do is we're going to push this over here. Well, let's do it right here. And then let's do satellites. Okay. And then, let's do another one. Here you go. And then let's do some fireballs. Fireball. Here we go. Perfect. Copy, copy, copy. We know what they can do with their technology. Like I showed you on that video yesterday, that guy that had the light that was kind of flirting around and stuff. That is, I believe, these lasers they can shoot down. So let's move this. Okay. All right, let's go to the next one. Let's copy this. And go to this one. And he deceives them. Oh boy, it's going to be a big one. That dwells on the earth. He deceives them. Okay, let's put this in purple because of the purple economy and the deception. He deceives them that dwells on the earth by means of those miracles. Okay, now means of those miracles, let's go ahead and put in a kind of a peach color, which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. So the beast is giving him that power. Now, I want to stop right here, means to do those miracles. And I'm going to put, let's see what they have as a graphic for technology. Let's see what they got here. Here we go. This will work because a cogwheel is like the fourth industrial revolution. Let me put this name over here to the side of this. Okay. Fourth industrial revolution. And then we're going to put the World Economic Forum underneath it. Okay. So let's put this over here. Make it a little bit smaller. And then let's change the color on it to match one of those. Okay. The Fourth Industrial Revolution, World Economic Forum. Okay. He deceives them by technology. I'm just going to say this because it just popped in my head. One of the ways is through the jab, because we have seen a change of behavior since people took it. It dumbs them down. It takes, to a lot of them, it takes away their God gene. You know, causes them to be more deceived. You know, in other words, they came in, what it is in a nutshell spiritually is this right here. They came in agreement with the agenda. Bam. Actually, let me put this on a graphic just so you have it for eternal purposes here. Okay, so this is people that took the jab. Okay, whether you believe it or not about the mark of the beast or whatever, you know, these are facts that you need to know. Okay. Number one, they came in agreement with the agenda. That's their biggest sin of all. Now, they will say, I was pressured to, or I was forced. Nobody was forced. You chose. You had a choice. You know? Some of them say, I didn't have a choice. Well, if they didn't have a choice, it's because somebody over them did. A power of attorney. Order of succession. You know, a person that had authority over you. Like if you was in a nursing home or whatever. But anyway, They came in agreement with the agenda, and so they are numbered by the beast system, monitored. Let me see. Let me put this graphic up here. That could be argued, because if you was to ask AI, it would deny it to the bone. It would deny it to the bone. Because transhuman means that... okay, here you go. Changed genetics. That's the best way to put it. Hold on. There. Okay. Changed genetics, DNA structure. That's what I mean by transhuman. Because with, and let me put this over here. Okay, it's called CRISPR technology. In the mRNA. And inserts. Okay, so let me change the color here. Now let me show you guys a picture of what that looks like. Watch this. If I just type in CRISPR, Look what shows up. It's a cutting of the DNA. You can't deny it. I mean, it just is what it is. Okay, this is CRISPR. And so what it does is it takes out your genetic coding system and it inserts the beast coding. And that's where the numbering of the beast system comes in, is through there. Okay. Because you have to understand that your DNA stores your data to God. It's our book of life. Did y'all know that? Some people don't know. This is what I believe anyway. I believe that our blood is a book. And it is being written. And it is storing. And you know, another great example of that is Abel's blood. Abel's blood cries out from the ground. Why? Why did his blood cry out from the ground? Because it was talking. It had a memory. And this, I don't believe this is a joke either. I don't believe this is some type of, you know, just little saying. I believe it is literal. Okay. But anyway, so when we allow them to come in and cut and slice up our DNA and insert their coding system, you know, it changes the person. So I'm going to add this in there just for anybody watching this later that's not going to understand what I'm saying. I am going to say this. You have to. Let me change the color. Let's make this a green. You must come out of agreement with it. That is a fact. If you did take it, now we're not into this yet, but some people ascribe to the belief that it is the mark of the beast because of all this, because it does change your DNA and everything. So what Dennis and I have decided to do as a pastoral couple for as long is we tell people whether it is or not, because we're not God, whether it is or not, you have to, this is a fact, repent. Let me put that on here, underneath it. You have to repent for what you've done, and you have to come out of agreement with it. So, repent and renounce. Come out of agreement with it. See, that's what happens when it comes to sin, is a lot of people, you know, like if they're full of anger, wrath, malice, and murder, it's because they have believed these lies of the enemy. You have to read that book, The Lies That We Believe. It'll change your life. But if they're believing these lies, you know, then that's what's driving them. Okay, wait a minute. Let's go back over here. I forgot about this. Okay. So he deceives them that dwells on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword, which is the bullet. Okay, so let's take this. That they should make an image to the beast. Let's underline that. This I don't really have clarity on. Let's see what's out there about this part. All right, let's see here. I beheld another beast coming out of the earth. He had horns like a lamb and spoke as a dragon, and he exercises all the power of the first beast before him. Okay, let me scroll on down. Okay, they don't really say. Okay, well, let's continue. That they should make an image to the beast. I don't know if it's just asking. People to go along with the beast system. I don't know. Let me just put the word system here. System. We may have clarity on this later. We're going to leave this kind of hanging. Because I wrote a book called The Image of the Beast. And what it is in a nutshell, The Image of the Beast, is if I was to ask all of you guys, hey, I would like for you guys to close your eyes a minute. Okay, and let's say everybody closes their eyes. And then, or say if you was to ask like any random person you meet on the street, and you was to say, what do you think is happening right now in the world with this, all of this political stuff and the world events and all that? What do you think is happening? And then what they reply to you with is the image they're believing. It's what they're believing. So here's some examples. Well, I believe we're going in the golden age. I believe Trump is our savior. He's doing everything for us. He is going in there and he's bombing all these other countries because he is making sure nobody ever touches us again. And I'm fine with all the wars that he does. I am totally fine with it. I don't care who he kills or what he does. I just want him to do his job. He is in law and order president. And so he can do what he wants and I don't care. So we're in the golden age and, you know, we are moving over to a cryptocurrency. But only because the dollar is so corrupt by all of the governments. So he is making us, you know, into this new world of non-corrupt money. And, you know, he's just really kind of just, you know, him and Elon working together. They're just so cool with technology, man. They are just, they're working together and they're going to make everything so much better. And we're going to be so rich. I mean, the wealth of the wicked is just laid up for the just. And I'm just going to run over there and I'm going to take it all. So I'm going to jump head in. I'm going to get all in this. And this is what I believe. We're in the golden age. I mean, I don't know why you so doom and gloom over there. Okay, so that's one image. That is an image they are believing in their head that is the truth. Then there's another side. The other image that people are believing is this. Oh my God, we are here at this is it. This is biblical prophecy right in front of our eyes, man. I am telling you what, if we are not looking at the Antichrist, I don't know what to tell you. This man has made an allegiance called the Board of Peace with all the Muslims, which are the enemies of Christianity. And the Jews are working with the Muslims. You would have never thought that one. And they have made up this board. There are no Christians on there. And Trump is actually driving around in a Muslim plane. I mean, you just never would have thought this years ago that we would be looking at this. So we are literally living with the Antichrist rule. And we're just ready to give God our all. you know, because we're not going in crypto. We are not taking the jab. We are not becoming in their number system. We are not going to become transhuman. We are not going to give our brain over. So it is what it is. The will of the Lord be done. And, you know, I've worn till I'm blue in the face. So, see, that's another image people are believing. And so you have two polar different world viewpoints and total different destinations. And it's a very serious, serious thing because, like I said, a woman had been following me for at least 5 years that I knew of. She knew all of this was coming. But she had a job that was messing with the Web3 and AI and everything. And she knew she was coming to that choice where she would have to either choose, I'm either going to step in with my company, which I have a beautiful house. I don't want to lose my house. I have a brand new car. I'm making buck, you know, and I'm going to have to choose. Am I going to go in with my company into AI, Web3 and all that stuff and go down that road and not give up my comforts? Or am I going to get ready to give my all and back out? I mean, this is where people are, the rubber hitting the road here. You know? And so this is the image right here. They should make an image of the beast which had the wound by the sword and did live. And we see everything going in Trump's name right now. Okay, so let's continue here. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast. Okay, now, we can say that this is a hologram, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many that would not worship the image be killed. And this is on the horizon. Okay. So let's go back and get our AI going here. Well, we can put this on here as well. Okay. And then let's go back to our artificial intelligence here. The fourth industrial revolution. And let's go ahead and copy this and put it over here. All right. And then let's go ahead and put the Internet of Things. Okay, now, we're going to put this actually on another page. Let's put this in red here. Okay, and let's put the AI under here. And the blockchain, gotta have the blockchain. Okay, so let's go ahead and we're going to duplicate this page. Because now we're going to add these words. Cause as many as would not worship. Okay. Would not worship the image. Okay. And let's put that here. Of the beast. Let's do image of the beast in a different color. Should be killed. All right. And let's put that in like an orange. Okay. Now, this goes back to the Noahide Laws book. So let me find this book up here somewhere. There it is. Okay, and let's go ahead and duplicate this page. And then let's move it all the way on here, right here. And let's open it up. Okay, and we're going to go ahead and move this image down here. Because this is what we're looking at. Okay. And I want you guys to have this visual. All right. This visual of the bride looking through the guillotine, looking at Jesus, you know, giving her life right here. So it says, and cause as many that would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Now, you guys know, and this is going to be done by AI, because remember, it is the judge, the jury, and the executioner. And then let's go ahead and get a guillotine up here. Okay. Now, as we have noted before in our news about the guillotine, is that they are making smart guillotines that can do facial recognition and will know if this is the right person to be executed or not. So it's going to be fast and swift. And we know also with the Noahide laws, they're going to be creating tribunals. We know Trump's already talking about tribunals, so they're coming. And they'll be very fast and swift, you know, type of deal. All right, let's go to the next one. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Okay, let's go ahead and color that. He causes all, free and bond. Okay. Now, this is very significant because of Jesus. Remember, Jesus, when he died on the cross, he paved the way for all nations, tribes, and tongues, right? So, in the case of the beast system, it goes for all. Let me go ahead and copy this about the second beast, and then we're going to put it over here for this one. Now, on this, I'm going to put something that's going to shock you guys. Okay, so let's put a Jew on here. Okay. And let's see if they have anything for a Gentile. I guess we could say that's a Gentile. And what I'm going to do is name these. Okay. All right. This is a Gentile. Let me make this a little bit smaller. All right. Gentile. And then we'll copy that and call this a Jew. Okay. Now, in the case where it says both small and great, that is and could be considered as this. Because to the Jew, they believe they're the chosen ones, right? They believe they're the great ones. And they believe that the Gentiles are the small. But in Jesus, everyone is equal. There is no male, female, Jew, Gentile, anything. There's no separateness. Everyone is accepted, all small and great, rich and poor, free and bond in Jesus. Well, in the end scenario, the second beast does the same. Now, notice that it's not the first beast that's doing this. It's the second beast. The second beast, the one that's numbering them. The one that, is building this oneness. Now, see, okay, we're going to have to go on to this. On this part right here, the mark of the beast. Okay, I'm going to have to just say it here. The COV vaccine MOTB 3. Okay. And I'm just going to title this one Dr. June's insight. By God, about MOTB. What year was this? 2015. Maybe I should put this on a separate page. Okay. Now, I'm going to have to see. Let me put you all over here real quick. Let me look in here and see if I got this book cover. Hold on. And I don't. Okay, so let me look it up in my files. There it is. Okay, found it. Okay. All right, this book right here, Mark of the Beast, that I wrote from my London trip back when I was in grad school, 2011, 2012, and I wrote my 20-page paper, my final paper for the University of Kentucky about the difference between how Europe and the United States markets a product, and my product was the RFID chip, which my thesis was that it is the mark of the beast. Okay, so I ended up doing that, and I, got 100 on the page. And then years later, the Lord told me to turn it into a book, and that's this book. Now, one day, I was getting ready to publish this book, and the Lord spoke to me when I was in the shower, and He said, "Do you know why this is the mark of the beast?" He was talking about the RFID chip. I said, "No, why?" And what I'm going to tell you on the explanation is real quick. Hold on. Lord says, "Do you know why the RFID chip is the mark of the beast?" My reply, "No, why?" And then Lord says, okay. So the Lord's reply to that was, okay, and this is going to be complicated, so I pray that I can say this right. Okay, in a marriage relationship, okay, marriage. Okay, so let's say a husband and a wife, a groom and a bride, okay. The Bible talks about it, that it's a mystery. Okay. And let me put this over here. Bible describes marriage as a mystery of Jesus and his bride. That it's a mystery, okay? Now, the reason that is what the Lord explained to me about, you know, the depths of what the mark of the beast is. Okay, so then he explained to me that when a man enters a woman, okay, he inserts a seed. Okay, so let me find a seed here. I don't want to put a sperm on there, but you know. Okay, so let's say a seed. Okay, so basically the man, when he makes a covenant with his wife, inserts a seed inside of her, which is God's plan of, you know, procreation or whatever. Man inserts seed to wife. Okay? So he explained to me that when someone takes the RFID chip. Hold on. RFID. Okay, let's see here. That's perfect. Perfect. Okay. And then let's copy this. Okay. When someone takes the RFID chip, which is inserted by a needle, you know this, that the beast inserts a seed. Okay. And this is the mark. This is his mark because the groom marks his wife. Okay. So the beast inserts a seed and it embeds in the bride. She then cheats on her. This is what God told me. Okay. Now, at that time, I believed that it was, you know, the one that they was going to put in your hand, the obvious one. But now we see what they have done with a needle. All right, let's put this over here and let's flip this. Make this smaller. Okay. So basically in this scenario, this releases a seed into the woman, which is the bride, which could be a man or a woman. But it enters in and it embeds in their DNA. This is where CRISPR comes in. Let me put the CRISPR deal up here. Let's see, CRISPR. Let me just retype it. All right, CRISPR. There we go. See how in this helix is a red and blue. It's a twofold cord. They cut the cord. But the beast inserts a seed and it embeds in the bride and she then cheats on her. This is what the Lord told me. And now it has his name. It's basically like they're marrying the beast type of deal. But this is why I have the beliefs that I do, is because of what God showed me. My thing is, and I want to say this publicly, is that I'm not judging people. I'm not trying to make you feel terrible. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I am telling you, this is why we did not take it. Okay? So, going back over here, where it says that this is the Mark of the Beast theory, okay? The one that you saw was just my personal insight, okay? And that's just my personal belief. And I also do believe that you have to renounce it. If there is a chance, you're going to have to renounce it. Now, but with the mainstream theory of it is this. Okay, is that, let's put this on the left here. Okay, because of CRISPR technology, it spliced the genes and caused transhumanism. Now, if anyone out there sees it a little different on the mainstream view of why, just please put your opinion out there, because I'm just telling you what I know from, the research and the news and all that kind of stuff. Okay, so because of this technology, it spliced the genes and caused transhumanism. Okay. The beast is still pushing it. The whole system, including mainstream church, was in on it and pushed it. It is nothing but death and destruction. In other words, did not help the symptoms. And this is really deep to say, isn't it? At all. Per Congress. If you don't believe me, go talk to Congress. Because I showed it on the news. Now, death and destruction, meaning the side effects, to the person. And changes from the image of God to the beast image. And some people you can see on the outside by droopy face and mouth. Droopy face, I'll just say that. And eyes. All right, is there anything anybody else wants to add to it? And I'm not saying this haughty or anything. I'm saying this with very much grieving in my heart, believe me. But I must be honest, and we must put it out there. Okay, now, so going back over here, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Okay, now, let's look at how they would describe this, because, actually, let's take it off this. Well, let's put it back and make this a different page, because I got something else I want to show you. Are y'all enjoying this so far? Let's see. Because this could be a whole subject of itself about this little comment right here. So we're going to look at this. What is your right hand or your forehead? This has been a big topic over the past few years. So going back over here, small and great, let's do a crowd. Okay, and then let's go ahead and put the AI up here. Okay, now going back over here to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. Okay, so let's put up here a right hand. Okay, right hand. And bring it down a little bit. And then, see if we got a forehead. There we go. Okay. So in their right hand or in their forehead. And then we're going to put something else up here. And we're going to put DNA. Because there's a very interesting theory out there. To receive a mark, that's going to be a key word. What is that mark? Okay. Then, in their right hand, we're going to put a color. Or in their foreheads and put that in a color. Okay. Now, so here's the key of this little segment here is that there is a mark. Okay. There is a mark that is given. And then, what is their right hand and what is their forehead? Because we was thinking a chip in the right hand or a 666 right on the forehead, okay? Actually, let me put a 666 here. Hold on. Okay. All right, so let's put it here. And then let's copy it over here. Okay. Now, so let's look over here at the Hebrew word for hand, or Hebrew definition, I mean, I should say Hebrew definition. Are y'all enjoying this? Oh my gosh, we're almost done with our 2 hours. I can't believe it. Okay. The Hebrew word for hand is yad, representing the physical hand, specifically the open hand and the palm. And the metaphorical concepts of power, strength, ownership, and means. So there's a metaphorical, there's another one. So let's copy that. Actually, let's just put this over here. Okay, and then let's put this over here. And this is, let's copy this and put this over here. And this is the Hebrew word, I mean Hebrew definition for hand. Okay, and let's put this here. The definite representing both the physical, okay, physical hand, which is the open hand and palm. So let's put that in like a blue. And the metaphorical concepts of power, strength, ownership, or means. Okay, that's another definition. So let's put it over here in this blue. It is a feminine noun that in its Dual form refers to both hands and it denotes a memorial, pointer, or monument. Okay, so power, strength, ownership, or means. Okay, another way when I think of the Bible having to do with the hand, I think of the Bible narrative of hand is like Tower of Babel. Taking matters into your own hands. Building yourself. You know, like a God unto yourself. Am I making sense? Let me see here. Bible narrative of hand. Does that make sense? Building yourself a God unto yourself. It's like taking matters in your own hands. You know, like, I want to be my own God, a God unto myself. You know, I'm taking it out of God's hands. The arm is also considered the hand. That's right. I forgot about that. Yes, Tabitha. Hold on. Yeah, so there you go. That would be, you know, the arm of the flesh, rather. Oh, I see here. Okay. In both modern and ancient Greek, the word hand is often used to describe the entire arm, including the hand. Modern Greek specifically means the palm, meaning the upper arm, is used colloquially with the entire limb, from the shoulder to the fingerprints. To be more specific in Greek, one would use something for the forearm and something for the upper arm. But sherry is used. Okay. This linguistic crossover is often cited in discussions about the crucifixion of Jesus, where their Greek hands could include wrists, where nails were likely placed to support the weight of the arms. Okay, let's look at something else. Okay. The mark of the beast on the forehead or right hand is interpreted either literally as a future identification system or symbolically, representing allegiance to a corrupt power. The forehead often symbolizes one's mind, thoughts, and beliefs, while the hand symbolizes actions. There you go, daily chores. That's what I'm trying to say, taking it into your own flesh, being your own God. You know, this does the best example right here. So let's copy this. This is a very good way to describe it. So let's add another one over here. and put this in here. Okay. So it can be either literally as a future identification system where it's on the outward sign, or symbolically representing allegiance to a corrupt power. Okay. Now, the forehead often symbolizes one's mind's thoughts and beliefs. There you go. While the hand symbolizes actions and daily choices. Basically, let's just say it like this, in a nutshell. The beast is rolling out based upon people's lust. It is in their mind. It's not, like, in other words, the way we thought it was going to be, where they walk up and say, hey, you deny Jesus or die. You know, they know people would just not do it if they come up and forced them. But if they could lure them by their lust, do y'all hear what I'm saying? And change them from the inside out. All right, let's see. All right, let's put up here a mind. Like this. And there you go. All right, well, let's move on to the next one here. That no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark. How much time do I have left? Oh, I got 7 minutes. We're going to have to finish this on Monday then. All right, well, let's finish this on Monday, guys. This is too good to just speed through. Are y'all enjoying this so far? Are you guys enjoying this? Well, through it all, we can say this. What a day that will be when our Jesus we shall see. As I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads us through that promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. Mm-hmm. Have a great weekend, guys.